SBS Radio.
Michael, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thank you.
Michael, could you give us some information about today's event, mainly to listeners outside of Sydney?
Absolutely. It's a very special event for not only the Armenian-Australian community, but also for the Catholic Church in Australia more generally. In 2015, St Mary's Cathedral, which is the Catholic Cathedral in Sydney, we opened the doors for Holy Mass to be celebrated in the cathedral according to Armenian apostolic rites, and that was to commemorate the victims of the Armenian genocide. A very significant event. And in appreciation of that, the Armenian-Australian community presenting to the Catholic Church in Sydney a commemorative stone, a kacha, and that is being presented this evening, so today at St Mary's Cathedral. And on behalf of the Armenian community, by the benefactors Stepan and Hilda Kukyosherian. And Stepan Kukyosherian is very well regarded in the broader community in New South Wales, and I think more generally across Australia in the Armenian-Australian community. He was the former head of the Anti-Discrimination Board here in New South Wales, and he was also chair of the New South Wales Community Relations Commission, and also very significantly a former head of SBS Radio. So he's done a tremendous amount of community work and is very well respected. So he has made this donation, and as your listeners will be very well aware, kakhas, they're unique Armenian creations which first appeared around 1,200 years ago. Some are 1,000 years old and they've still survived. They're beautiful ornate stones, and they're made from volcanic rock, which is found mainly in Armenia. They're very symbolic. And the presentation of this stone really is very symbolic. It highlights the brotherly love between the Catholic and the Armenian churches. So it's a very special event. And we're looking forward to welcoming a number of special guests at the event, in particular the Premier of New South Wales, herself an Armenian-Australian, Gladys Berejiklian. And we'll also have there the Armenian Apostolic Bishop of Australia, and also a number of New South Wales MPs will be there too, the Finance Minister, Mr. Victor Dominello, and backbenchers Jonathan O'Day and David Clark. So it's a very special event, and I think it really highlights too the great harmony that has existed through the great efforts of Pope Francis and, of course, Armenian church leaders too, to forge a special relationship between the two communities over recent years.
Mm-hmm. Michael, how the project started? How long is being planned?
It's been taking place for a number of years, and it really dates back to that fundamental event in 2015 when our cathedral here in Sydney opened its doors and celebrated that Mass in Armenian Apostolic Rites, and that was really to commemorate the victims of the Armenian genocide. And back in 2015, so Mr. Kukyosherian decided after that, in consultation with members of the Armenian-Australian community, that it would be appropriate to present a gift of thanks back to the Catholic community in recognition of that. And I think it also reflects around that same time in 2015, Pope Francis in the Vatican at St. Peter's Basilica also marked the centenary of the genocide. And he named St. Gregory of Narek a doctor of the church. So we only have a very small number of doctors of the church in the Catholic faith. So that was a great honor for St. Gregory to be recognized in that way.
And where did the Hachka be placed?
So it will be placed at the cathedral, on the western side of the cathedral. It's 2.5 meters high, and it's been carved by a world-famous sculptor, Atak Hamadzoumian. And he will be present at the ceremony this afternoon. It will be very special to welcome him there as well. So it's a very special event, not only for Armenian Australians, but also for the Catholic community in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Who will unveil the Hachkar?
So that will be unveiled by Most Reverend His Grace Anthony Fisher, our Archbishop of Sydney, and we're also looking forward to welcoming Armenian church leaders too to be present at that event. And of course, alongside him will be Mr. Kirkasharian, and also the Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian. So it's a very special event for the Armenian Australian community.
Mm-hmm. Michael, thank you very much for your time and the interview.
Thanks very much, Rahe. sbs.com.au